If you have your book, The Light, we are going over page 18, Saturday, March 8. And who are you? This is a testimony given by John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny it, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Who are you? Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of the one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now they had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, "Why then are you baptizing if you are neither the Messiah nor Elijah nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water. Among you stands one whom you do not know, the one who is coming after me. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandal." This took place in Bethany across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day he saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John testified, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God." The next day, John again was standing with two of his own disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here's the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which translates anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. That's from 1 John chapter 1, 19 to 42. We could turn the page to devotion. John the Baptist was a significant person in his day. He had a group of disciples who followed him. Both Jews and Gentiles came to him to be baptized by him, and people thought so highly of him that he had to deny that he was the promised Messiah. So the puzzled people asked him 3 times, "Who are you?" His answer is surprising. He doesn't attribute any significance to himself. He says he's merely a voice. He baptizes, but only as a preparation for the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. He says he's not worthy even to untie the sandals of the one who will come after him. When Jesus comes, he uses his fame to point away from himself to Jesus. He shouts, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." He points again and again to Jesus' greatness and to his relative insignificance. When his own disciples leave him to follow Jesus, John the Baptist doesn't seem to be bothered. He is perfectly okay not being somebody. Andrew also seemed to have deflected. Attention. The fact is, we don't hear much of Andrew outside of this text, and he's often referred to only as Peter's brother. But he is known for one thing: he brought Peter to Jesus. His significance was found in pointing to Jesus, as John the Baptist had done before. We live in a culture where everyone wants to be somebody. We study and work hard in order to be recognized and to have impressive titles. When people ask, "Who are you?" we want to be able to say, "I am someone of worth." In contrast, John the Baptist and Andrew didn't seek to be known, but were content to point away from themselves to Jesus. That is how they found their significance. I was reading this passage last night a few times over and over in my head, and two points came to me. The first one was, Holy Spirit gives us clarity. In the verse it says, and John testified, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him. I think the fact that John the Baptist did not know who Jesus was, he never met him, and yet when he saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, here's the Lamb of God, there's some value behind that, that Jesus, the Holy Spirit gives us clarity. And through his Spirit, Jesus' identity was made clear. Just kind of reflecting on my life, you know, I need clarity on a lot of things. And a couple months ago, I was sitting down with Nate and Hyunsoo, and we're just reevaluating our worship ministry the past year, and just focusing on how it was for us. And honestly, I confessed and I said, you know, I didn't finish strong, and there was a lot of sense of in my workplace. I absorbed another team. I was getting busier. The aspect of you know, as a lot of us know, Hyge also left, and you know, these are not small shoes to fill in itself too. And so, leading house church, leading worship, work was pretty busy. Marriage life has its own complexities too, which I love too. You know, and my heart was, I need clarity. And over the Christmas holidays, I was sharing with my wife, you know, I can't lead house church. You know, I felt the effort and the intent that I was putting into leading worship and house church leading, the quality and work, I just felt I was just all over the place. And so I was just sharing with Nate and Hyunsoo, as we were praying, I just broke down before the Lord. And you know, but the Holy Spirit reminds us, or reminded me in the past couple of months, sort of this evolution of, you know, it's not about your efforts. It's not about who you are or what lack of knowledge or the knowledge you do have. You know, it's just about pointing people to Christ, allowing people to seek God and see his face. And that was a good reminder, and it's a heart attitude check that the Holy Spirit made clear to me. So the second point is, Jesus, or John, points others to follow Christ. The verse goes, the next day John again was standing with two of his own disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, look, here's the Lamb of God. The two disciples heard him and say this, and they followed Jesus. You know, and I just thought about it. What is a disciple? A disciple is someone who's committed, someone who's a student, someone who's totally a follower or just loyal to your teacher. And that verse really struck me. The two disciples heard him say this and they followed Jesus. The fact that they were following John the Baptist for some time and they can immediately and easily follow Jesus. We can learn a couple aspects. One of the things that I, from a perspective of the disciple, the idea of trusting in spiritual leadership. You know, obviously, you know, it's not about you know, Pastor Sam or Pastor Eugene, or it's not about house church leaders, how great they are, or whatever. But it's about, it's just about fixing our eyes on Jesus. It's a simple truth, right? So the perspective of disciple is just, you trust, these guys trust in John the Baptist. I can imagine from day one when these disciples started following John the Baptist, he was already telling them, there's going to be someone greater than me. There's going to be someone more significant and relevant, and I am not important. It is Christ that is important. And so the response is that they immediately follow Jesus. The other perspective is I took is John the Baptist, and I took it as myself being a new house church leader and just being a position as sort of a spiritual leader role. I got to be humble. I got to make myself insignificant. And so that the people around me or the people I serve, you know, just pointing people to Christ and so that Christ can be more. I mean, that was the two takeaways I got. The Holy Spirit gives us clarity and pointing people to Christ. So maybe we can have a time of reflection for a moment. Who's leading worship? So let's think about that and reflect as Pastor Nate leads us in a small time of worship. But trusting in spiritual leadership, but always fixing on Christ as the center. And then from if you are in a position of spiritual leadership, being humble and you know, drawing people to point to Jesus. Let's pray for the writer of this devotional for today. His name is Hee Woo Han. He's a Korean American minister working in Sha Tin Anglican Church. He loves going on walks in the Hong Kong countryside, preaching the Word of God, and seeing people grow in faith. Let's just pray for this minister, that the ministry that God has put him in, that he may draw people to Christ, and the people he encounter just really be a vessel, an impact for the word to speak volume. Let's pray. Hallelujah, Lord. We just pray for you, Wuhan, oh God. I just pray, Lord. Anointing over him, oh God. You pray, use him as a vessel for your glory and for your kingdom's purpose and the things that you want. Let's pray for our community, the people that are having cancer and the family members, and you know, point one, two, and three. Let's just lift all these individuals up. Father God, we just lift people that are significant in their lives, of God. Holy Spirit, I pray. Let's pray for people who, family members, or that need salvation, and some of the illnesses going on. Let's lift these people up. Let's pray for our community and the infirmities going on in people's lives. Let's pray for our brothers and sisters who are looking for jobs right now, and that God may provide open doors and opportunities for them so they can be an impact in the working place. Financially, and equipped with stability, oh God, and they can really be used in the marketplace ministries, oh God, to spread your kingdom, to spread your word, oh God, to spread truth and light, oh God. And I just pray, Lord, Lord, we contend, Lord, that you give them jobs, oh God, so that they may not be, but we know that you provide for them and their needs, oh God. Let's pray for the things that are going on today. Indonesian ministry, and in Singapore SP, and then the education ministry like Noah's Ark and SP Youth and SPU, and then let's just lift up those items right now. Father God, we just lift up the different ministries going on, oh God, and we pray for Lord, your gospel just to spread, Lord, through these ministries. Let's lift up the marriages and families of SP, and just God's Spirit may bring a constant healing and unity and reconciliation and protection over everyone. Holy Spirit of God, I just pray, Lord. God, protect every man, every family. Protect every two that you made. Let's pray for Sunday service and everything going on this tomorrow. All the ministries, all the volunteers, just we're spreading the gospel, and we just want to be an overflow. God, we lift up Sunday and the worship service, the hour and a half for the people that they come and they encounter you. God, let it be such an impactful time. That when they're here, Lord, they encounter your presence, oh God. They encounter your Holy Spirit, oh God. Oh God, there's people, Lord, here that are struggling, that are just in need of your presence, oh God. And Lord, I pray that you use every volunteer, every servant, Lord, and every ministry, oh God. Lord, that they can be an overflow of your Christ, of your image, oh God. They can be an overflow of your heart, oh God. And Lord, they can encounter your presence, oh God. May it be such an impactful time and for those people that are coming that are new, Lord. Let salvation be known here, oh God.
Let's pray for the house church that is meeting today, Bel Air, Robinson family, McDaddy. Let's lift them up.
Lord, we just lift up these three house churches, oh God. We just pray. Lord, you know, it's not by house churches meet on Saturday for you, God. They come together every week on Saturday, Lord, because they love the fellowship of your Spirit. They love the fellowship of brothers and sisters. They love just encountering of you, Lord. And it says, Lord, just warm up their hearts, Lord, for this weekend. Lord, we know we're just excited for this weekend, the things that you're going to do in these people's lives, in these house churches.
What's the next one? Oh, there's one more. Okay. So, I guess it's your time, and just have a time of your personal prayer and reflection and just pray.